Novak Djokovic fought through a grueling four-set battle against 21-year-old Carlos Alcaraz to reach the semi-finals at the Australian Open, closing in on a record-breaking 25th Grand Slam title. The 37-year-old Serbian veteran triumphed 4-6, 6-4, 6-3, 6-4 in a match that spanned 3 hours and 37 minutes, showcasing his trademark resilience and ability to dig deep under pressure. In what was hailed as a generational clash, Djokovic, despite nursing a heavily strapped left thigh, outlasted the Spaniard, who is 16 years his junior. "I just wish that this match today was the final," Djokovic remarked afterward, acknowledging the intensity of the encounter. "It was one of the most epic matches I have played, on this court, any court really." The victory marked his 50th Grand Slam semi-final appearance, extending his own record, 4 ahead of Swiss legend Roger Federer. Djokovic will now face Germany's Alexander Zverev, who reached the semis for the second year running after a 7-6, 7-1, 7-6, 7-0, 2-6, 6-1 win over American 12th seed Tommy Paul. Djokovic overcomes injury struggles. The match began with Djokovic dominating early, breaking Alcaraz's serve right away. However, the 21-year-old quickly found his footing, breaking back with a powerful backhand. The momentum shifted again as Djokovic, visibly struggling with his thigh, called for a medical timeout after the first set, which Alcaraz claimed 6-4. Despite the injury, Djokovic returned to the court with his thigh heavily strapped and immediately broke Alcaraz's serve at the start of the second set. Alcaraz, who had previously shown resilience, managed to win 3 consecutive games, but Djokovic responded with a stunning backhand winner, taking the set 6-4. In the third set, Djokovic's experience began to tell. He broke Alcaraz's serve 3 times in a row, racing to a 5-3 lead and sealing the set 6-3. The fourth set followed a similar pattern, with Djokovic breaking early and maintaining control. Despite Alcaraz's relentless play, Djokovic sealed the match with a 6-4 win, leaving the crowd in awe with a series of sensational rallies, including one lasting 33 shots. "I'm not exactly sure what the injury is," Djokovic admitted post-match, "but the medication started to kick in, and it helped." Zverev edges closer to dream title. Djokovic's next opponent, Alexander Zverev, also had a tough fight on his hands against Tommy Paul. The second seed triumphed 7-6, 7-1, 7-6, 7-0, 2-6, 6-1, asserting his dominance in the crucial tiebreaks before finishing strongly in the fourth set. Zverev, who is looking to win his first Grand Slam title and become the first German man to do so since Boris Becker in 1996, acknowledged the high level of competition ahead. "Two of the best players that have ever touched a tennis racket," said Zverev of Djokovic and Alcaraz. "Novak is the greatest of all time right now. Carlos is going to be one of them when he hangs it up, so it is a clash of generations."